This is
the Ambrosiano Radio Show
with Holly Breen.
All right, potties, shit got crazy.
Got a bit f***ing loose.
It got a bit f***ing loose, and I know that's a regular thing you hear on this podcast, but Celeste and I will be f***ing loose.
There's a bit of straya.
There's proper Australia in there. Yeah. I do a tour announcement, which was grotesque and funny, and I enjoyed it, and thanks for indulging me.
Thank you for indulging us.
Oh, good on you, mate. You've thanks, got a calendar mate. Out if people want to buy it.
It's nearly sold out, though, so.
And also, just a content warning, there is a really intense chat, but a necessary one, about the situation on Manus Island. From a man who spent an unscheduled 25 hours in there.
Amazing
so
man.
That's in the podcast as well as a whole lot of joy. Enjoy.
Thanks.
It's the radio show that turned to Instagram Celeste Barber to fill in for M.
Now, you said off air that you've just clocked over 2.7 million
this
followers.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Casually.
Just what I say when I walk into rooms now.
Yeah.
Hello, 2.7 million. How many have you got? How many have you got? I'm Celeste, by the way.
And that wasn't the only off-air chat that made it to air.
I was very happy to see you. And you're
thank
right, you,
mate.
Were born gifted, as you just said off air.
Yeah. Yes, I was born gifted. Well, you know, it's not everybody that gets born with a face like this.
No.
So...
We know, mate.
And with over 2 million Insta followers, we made sure to pay Celeste properly.
I'll give you a dollar.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, somebody give her a dollar.
Yeah, and say it's from Harley. Harley sends his love.
This is...
The Ambrosiano Radio Show.
With Harley Breen.
Morning, Sydney. It's just gone 5:59. The Ambrosiano Radio Show with Harley Breen. M out of action again today, taking some well-earned time off. And Celeste Barber, with her 2.7 million followers, is back again this morning.
Here I am. Good morning.
With Celeste Barber.
And her Instagram followers.
Hi, good morning to all 2.7 million of you. None of you are fake accounts. All of you are real people.
Real people.
That invest in
not
what I
sex
do.
Bots.
Yes, exactly.
Definitely not.
Not
hey,
at
mate,
all.
Mate. Thanks for coming back in.
Thanks for having me. It was good. It was fun yesterday. It's not too early at all.
Oh. You went out, mate. We're going to talk about that later.
I did. I got
you're
busy.
You're a little bit of a novice breakfast person.
Yeah, I really am.
You don't know how breakfast radio works.
Rookie error, mate. Rookie error.
Well, amongst that and many, many other things will be discussed today, including Ed Cavalier dropping in, the future me.
The guy stole your job.
Yeah, he didn't steal it.
The guy that you John handed Killick. Your job over to with a beautiful big bow and a bottle of wine.
John Killick is also coming in. He escaped from jail in a helicopter.
Not scared at all. Pumped to stand next to him.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sure there's some music to come because it's R&B Friday.
Most certainly is. Plus, we'll give you a shot at $10,000 again this morning after 7 and 8. We've got Harry Styles tickets and, of course, the chance to see Sia this morning. Got Celeste Barber in for M this morning.
Good morning, Sydney.
And we're all the better for it.
Yeah, right answer, friend. Right answer.
Now, I should have checked this off air. Ben, do you have a grab there for this break?
I should do. Let me just
dig
around here.
It doesn't matter if you don't, I'll get started.
Doesn't matter.
Cool.
Men
professional.
Today, let me do the headline. It's really good. Men stranded for days as crocodiles circled their car. What?
What?
How does that happen? Cause Australia,
L optional.
Two men were forced to sleep on the roof of their car for 5 days after becoming stuck in a crocodile-infested area of the Kimberley region of Western Australia.
Australia!
So Australia! Charlie Williams.
Charlie!
And Bo Bryce Maurice.
Charlie and Bo.
And his dog Mindy ran into trouble.
Mindy!
Mindy, get out of there.
Mindy, get off that.
Sit down.
Mindy, come here.
On Friday the 17th, when their car became bogged while on a fishing trip in the remote Dampier Peninsula, 100 kilometres north of Broome. As the tide rose, the two men and their dog were forced to make camp on the top of their four-wheel drive in order to get away from the crocodiles that were circling the vehicle in Australia.
In Australia.
Bloody hell, that's the most Australian thing I've ever heard.
In the history of the world. Mindy, sit down, there's crocs.
Mr. Williams' father notified police that they were missing on Monday morning after the two men didn't return from their weekend trip away. It's great. They've been gone for 3 days.
Didn't go to work.
Better call the plod.
Australia.
We...
This is a quote from Mr. Bryce Maurice. That's the beau part of the party.
I can't wait for this.
We seen our crocodile. We seen one crocodile the first night. My dog kept going for the water's edge and the predators soon knew. Bloody Aussie.
We see there you go. Me dog, the croc, shit, Australia. So good.
Yeah. Well, that's all I had.
So,
that was a grab. I think we did the...
No, grab hasn't been...
Nah, we did it too soon.
Peaked too early.
We yeah, shot our right. crocodile leg. Celeste Barber.
Yeah, mate.
You did one day of breakfast radio yesterday, and you knew you had another day today, and you're like, you know what I might do is pretend I don't have to.
Get amongst it. Get amongst it. I put it out of my head whenever I thought of it yesterday afternoon. I was like, no, don't worry about the 4 a.m. wake up. You'll be fine. I just got excited.
Excited you literally had your pants off with your leg up on a train. Like, you actually...
I got excited and I got busy. That was fun.
In public, in your underwear.
Yeah, that was stress. That one stressed me out doing that photo. I got through it though. Over 130,000 likes, so you know it all pays off in the end. No, I just because I'm here in the city for a bit, and I don't have kids and I don't have a husband here. Well, I didn't get crazy, but I just
have kids. You just didn't have them in your possession.
Exactly.
Yesterday.
So yes. I'm like, I don't know what to do with my arms. I just got busy. I walked through the city. I thought I'm going to walk to Rush Cutters Bay from here, from the city. I got there, had to do an interview. Then I walked to Surrey Hills. Then I thought, I'm going to walk I'm going to walk to the rocks. Down to the rocks. I got really. And then at about 10:30 last night, while I'm eating pasta and on my third glass of red wine, I went, I should probably head home.
Yeah.
Everything's starting to feel really nice and hurt all at the same time. I think I need to stop this. I've got
even
blisters.
Even I have an 8 o'clock curfew.
Oh, but I have a feeling you might hit it early, mate.
Yes. There might be AM beers in this.
Yeah, still. I have massive blisters on my feet. My thighs are chafed. It's not pretty.
Wow. You're a real blessing to have him.
That's a word.
In
That's
the
a word. Some may say full on, but I don't care about those people.
What a ray of idiot sunshine you are.
Fabulous.
I just got excited about a story I'm going to tell you about my child later on. Oh. But that's in the 7 o'clock hour.
Not now, mate. Don't peek
could
too
hook that
early.
One.
Yeah. Tease. Yeah. I'm listening.
Seriously, Leonard said some real ridiculous stuff to me, and I'm going to tell you about it. The reason I'm thinking about him is, one, I'm his dad, and that's my job, and I can't turn it off. The other is there's a new little Miss character in the Mr. Men series, and she's a bit of a boffin.
Yeah, I saw that. Boffin. She's a boffin, is she?
She's a bit of a boffin.
She's a bit of a boffin.
Most of us have grown up with Mr. Men and Little Miss Rangers without much thought about their social messages. But what was the social messages of Mr. Ouch? Mr. Ouch.
Don't bump into
Mr.
things.
Jelly?
Hey?
Mr. Jelly? There's Mr. Jelly.
Mr. Jelly.
What's the social,
message there? Yeah.
Mr. Messy? I don't know what's going on there.
Clean your room.
Little Miss Somersault? I don't understand.
Be active.
Oh, I just found, I didn't know that there's Mr. Bump, right, which is my boy's favourite, appropriate.
Yes.
But there's one that looks exactly the same, but it's Little Miss Whoops.
I can't see.
It looks just like Mr. Bump, and it's Little Miss Whoops.
Little Miss Whoops.
Anyway, the new character, Little Miss Inventor, is designed to inspire girls to love science.
Ooh.
Ooh. Little Miss Inventor is a bit of a boffin who likes to knock up clever gadgets in her garden shed. Recent research by Microsoft found that girls' interest in STEM, STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering and mathematics, dramatically waned by the time they were 16.
I'm not one of those girls.
Little Miss Inventor aims to teach children that science can be fun for girls. The blurb of the book reads, her brain is full of ideas, which she turns into extraordinary inventions in a shed at the bottom of the garden. She's me, basically.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Little Miss Inventor Harley Breen.
As well as inventing things for herself, she also invents things for her friends, whether it's a chatter-natter hat for Little Miss Chatterbox or a backpack snack attack fridge for Mr. Greedy.
So that sounds good.
Backpack snack attack. Love that.
But her greatest challenge yet has her stumped. What on earth could she invent for Mr. Rude?
Oh, so much thought has gone into that.
Hasn't it? Yeah, it's an extensive article.
It really is. Thank you
entirely.
For reading it out. Yeah. Thanks for reading it for the first time on air. That's awesome.
That's my brand. That's what I do. Did you have little Mr. Men when you grew up?
Yeah, I had a Little Miss Naughty T-shirt. Oh, yeah, I was that. I grew up on the Gold Coast, mate. Go easy.
How do you feel about the fact that the Mr. Man is just called Mr. Man and then it's Little Misses?
Yeah, no, I don't feel great about it.
You don't want to endorse it at the moment?
No, and also when we were getting these printed out, Maxie goes, yeah, here's the one for Mr. Man, and was struggling to find the list of Little Miss. Couldn't find it anywhere. Yeah.
What have you? I've got a list that's got all of them on it.
All right, mate. Well,
absolutely.
I'm new here, so I'm
news,
still just groundbreaking.
Trying to,
yeah. You're all welcome, Sydney.
You're absolutely welcome. Go out and grab the brand new Little Miss Inventor. Kids will be inspired to stay in school or something.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
I once referred to Harry Styles as Harry Stools. So I'm pretty excited about those tickets.
Well, that means you are not Harry Styles like everyone else in the world. Harry Styles.
We're doing a really fun What's the Superior this morning on the back of a wonderful article about a woman who has a pet fox.
Why not?
He's like a cross between a cat and a dog. He isn't, though, is he, Mum?
He's just a fox, mate.
It sounds like a tall tale, but this family really do keep a fox as a pet. Mum of four, Natalie, 35, hand-reared her unusual pet Jasper after he was abandoned as a cub. Now their bright-eyed and bushy-tailed companion lives happily alongside her young children, three dogs and a cat. They're all a bit crazy.
They're a bit nuts.
Yeah,
shotgun,
it's a bit nuts.
Not hanging out there.
She said she's got a wild fox for a pet and walks him on a lead. Well, it's not a wild fox, is it? He's on a lead.
Nat,
that's,
come on.
That's the
think
opposite
about it,
of
mate.
Wild.
Yeah.
You're keeping him captive.
Yeah.
But what we're going to do, because that is an odd pet,
yep.
We're going to do What's the Superior Pet.
Let's do that.
If it's odd, that's great. If you just want to call up and say, my dog, and tell us about your dog.
My dog's cool.
Any
got
long-time
legs.
Listeners... for this show knows that you're more than welcome talking about dogs on this show. What's the superior pet, Celeste Barber?
I had chickens, mate. That's about it.
Hey, boom!
Boom!
Chicken town. Yep, I don't have them anymore.
Because this lady's pet ate them.
Oh, I gave mine away.
Oh, that's a nice story.
That meant a lot to you then.
Yeah, you really, that's a superior pet for you, isn't
well,
it?
Well, Chicky Minaj and JoJo got full on. They took over Chicky my backyard. So I got rid of them. I was done with them. I was like, out, ladies. Kim,
you're a bad chicken owner.
I am. All right, mate. Don't chicken shame me. Doing my
I am
best.
Chicken shaming you.
Okay. Well, what do you want me to do about it? Give them away? Already done it. Kim's nana used to have eels.
That's eels weird. As a pet?
Oh, eels as a pet.
Really weird.
Yeah.
You know what?
What,
that
mate?
Oddity about Kim's nana doesn't surprise me in any way whatsoever.
Kim's nana's full on. We secretly love Kim's nana.
Kim's full on.
Kim, she would have walked in on a lead
she's
as well.
Got, she,
just dragging an eel around
she
the
just
house.
Looked up. What was that? She wasn't listening. All right.
I think I've got to say I have had chickens. I'm about to get a dog. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
the dog.
Oh, everyone's got dog to... We're rescue dog, whatever's... We're ready in halfway through January is when we're doing it. So whoever needs a house then, we'll get it. And we're on dog watch. We're so excited. The whole house is just fizzing. Every now and then someone will just go, we're getting a dog. And it's usually me or Hannah. That said, the superior pet is a goat.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, also, shout out to Gary the Goat, who recently passed away, who's owned by Jimbo, an Australian comedian, very unique touring comedian. And he had a pet goat named Gary, who sadly died recently.
Why? Fox? Did the fox get him?
Yeah, it was a fox. Nice. This lady's fox.
Fox.
But I'm going with goat. You're going with chickens. We'll take your calls next about the superior pet.
All right, give us a call. 13 10 60 could score tickets to see Sia. What is the superior pet, Sydney? Give us a call. We'll chat to you next.
Hi, Gary Megan here. If you know me, then you know that I love everything about food. And now I'm sharing that love with my podcast series, A Plate to Call Home. Listen now on Podcast One as I speak to fascinating people about the innovative things that they're doing in food and, of course, share their stories. If you're into food, you'll love my podcast, A Plate to Call Home. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One. What's the superior? thing we're talking about now.
And as well as talking about the Superior Pets this morning on 131060, someone's going to pick up tickets to see Sia. So if you're keen, call a Spider-Man. New Cedar tickets are nostalgic for the present Sydney concert. They're out to Allianz Stadium Saturday, December 2, which is super soon. Tickets
really?
On sale at tickettech.com.au. Better idea, win them now.
Yeah, I'm going
That's
to that
right.
And I'm pumped. Yeah, can't wait. Mad
pumped up, fired up, Celeste Barber.
Yes, that's pretty much my constant state.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Geez, you had a big night last night, didn't you? Jason in Camden, how you going, buddy?
Not too bad, mate.
Hi, mate.
Now you've your favourite animal is very close to my heart.
Yeah, we had a goat.
Sick. What a legend. Give him the ticket.
Actually, do you want to meet and greet with Sia?
I can't actually make that call yet, Jason, but what was your goat's name?
Ralph.
Wonderful. Oh, of course.
Even better.
Australia.
Even better.
Yes.
It also says here you had an 800-kilogram bull.
Yes, that we did. He was a big boy.
Just in your backyard?
Oh, we had 5 acres growing up, okay. So Dad bought a cow one day and then she escaped, got pregnant from the bull next door, and we had a baby bull.
That is so excellent.
So good. That's so good. Did you have the goat and the bull at the same time or are they a separate time?
No, sorry. The goat passed away before we got the bull.
Oh, poor Ralph.
I miss Ralph.
I miss Ralph already.
I really miss Ralph. Yeah.
All right, Jason.
Thanks,
Nico. Hayley, what's the superior pet?
We have 2 bearded dragons.
I hate those things.
What are you talking about?
I can't feel my
They're
ankles
so
instantly.
Awesome.
No. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Celeste Barber is the most un-Australian person ever.
Yep, that's fine. I'll take that.
How dare you?
Un-Australia.
Un-Australia.
I can't handle things with scales and things.
Now, Hayley, can I ask, do you have a licence for your dragons?
Yes,
good.
Yes. You have to have a license for them.
Because they're a native animal and you can't be just grabbing native animals out of the
bush. Who would do that, though?
Yuck. Well, people.
Hayley would.
People do that.
What are their
Hayley
names?
Hayley has a license.
Lightning and Buddy.
Oh, sick. My son's name's Buddy. That's fun. Oh, good chat. Okay.
Sarah and St. Clair, what do you consider is the superior pet?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
For 6 years, I owned a squirrel named George.
Oh,
squirrel.
Yes.
That's fun.
Are we talking like a proper red, fuzzy-tailed squirrel?
Like a little brown, chestnut-coloured guy,
yeah.
Where do you get a squirrel from? How does that happen?
Yeah. Squirrels.com.
Oh, of course, right. Okay. Writing that one down.
Yeah.
Just check your nut jar. They're always in there. What is life?
I don't know.
Where did you get your squirrel? Who cares? All right.
Sorry. Doesn't matter.
No, she's back.
She's back. Where did you get the squirrel from, Sarah?
Hi. So I had to apply for a license to own a non-Australian animal, and I had to sign disclosures to say I wasn't going to breed and things like that, so I could own him.
So
but I
fully
got into
committed.
A specialized bird shop. I went in to actually buy a big parrot and came out with a squirrel instead.
That's so excellent.
Squirrel. I love that you got
distracted. I'm off to the shops to get a parrot. Yeah. Come back. That's not a parrot.
Here's a squirrel. 6 years later, still got it. Is squirrel around still?
No,
George,
no.
Oh, sorry, mate.
There wasn't a very long lifespan on him. I got 6 years, so it was all good.
Six years will do. Though. Rest in peace.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. Move on, get another one. Maybe go and get the parrot that you meant to get.
Kyla and Bondi, rounding this out, what do you consider to be the superior pet?
We had pet seahorses.
Oh,
that's kind of fun.
They
were amazing.
You can't exactly cuddle them, though.
No, but you could stick your finger in the tank and they would come up and wrap your their tails around your finger.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no,
really?
I'm into this.
It was beautiful, but they were so temperamental. They didn't really last long, so it was devastating. But, they were beautiful to watch.
How long is not long? How long did they live?
I remember we had 6 at one time, and they lasted around 4 months.
4 months.
And, just because it was really hard to keep the water temperature perfect for them.
I would expect that seahorses are needy. Mm.
Did you know, Kyla, that in Tasmania there is a place called Seahorse World?
Okay, that is so weird to saying that because that is where we got our inspiration from Tasmania.
Oh, yeah, totally. Near Beaconsfield, where those miners got stuck at work for a few weeks. There's actually a place called Seahorse World. There's tourist signs saying Seahorse World this way. I got so freaking excited. And then I turned up there. It's just a big shed. Just a big shed full of seahorses kept in tiny little glass jars.
That'll do it. Did they have names?
Beside it, there's called Platypus House. Sorry, Kyle.
No, you're not. I thought you were asking about the names of my seahorses.
Yeah, I think she was.
Yeah.
They were named after Les Mis characters.
Les Mis characters. Wow. Rock,
Tenardia, Javert, Jean Bouton.
Wow.
Right.
Thanks,
well,
mate.
All right. I'm making a call on this.
What are we doing?
It's definitely going to Jason with his pet.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
Well,
yeah.
You won from the start, Jason, your big 800-kilogram bull. What a man.
What a mighty good man. Australia, mate.
Enjoy. See ya.
Oh, thanks.
He sounds fun.
All right, it is Alpha Bucks. Very exciting time of the morning here in Sydney. People are just frothing, wondering, will it go off? Well, Belinda and Hilltop, how are you doing, mate?
Happy Friday. I'm great.
Oh,
thank you very much. I'm so excited to let you know your letters V.
B for,
as Ben just said, very, very unlikely.
No, V, not B.
V, oh, not B.
B for Vegemite. Okay.
Yeah,
that's what we were thinking, Vegemite.
Sure, Vegemite. Oh, were you thinking vagina?
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
There it is.
Okay.
Okay. Now everybody's thinking it, but that's
no
fine.
More, well, yeah. No All more right. V words because they could be a clue. You do have 10 questions to get right, Belinda, to get that $10,000.
Okay.
Each one you get correct, you get $100. We're going to take your first answer. You can only use it once. Your time will start after I read this, the first question. Are you ready, Belinda?
Ready.
Okay. Here we go. Name a celebrity.
Val Kilmer.
A food.
A vegetable.
A song.
Pass.
A household item.
Pass.
A country.
A Vanuatu.
A diet.
Vegan.
A Halloween costume.
Pass.
A Sydney suburb.
Vaucluse.
A movie.
Very happy. No, I'm not allowed to pass.
A car. Very happy.
Very happy.
To get $500, Belinda.
Thank you so much.
Well done, buddy.
That's great Friday.
Friday, mate.
Yeah,
that's
wonderful.
That's a good shout at the bar.
Yeah,
it is a good shout.
Another $10,000. Have a great day. Enjoy the 500. We do it again after 8 o'clock.
Now, Korea criminal John Killick was involved in the most audacious prison break in Australian history when he escaped from Sydney Silverwater Prison after his partner in crime, Lucy Dudko, commandeered a scenic helicopter flight at gunpoint. And we have John Killick in the studio right now. Welcome in, John.
Morning, John.
Great to be here, Holly.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Celeste. Very good, thanks.
That does seem like something straight out of a John McClane-inspired Hollywood film, a Die Hard series, but it's your life. This is a real thing that happened.
Yeah, well, you don't even think about that when you do it. It was really the only alternative left to us, we felt. If I wanted to get out, then security was very heavy, and we did it. And, of course, we realised later terrific amount of publicity made it almost impossible to stay out, I think.
Well, yeah. I remember it vividly coming up. It was national news on every single news broadcaster was talking about it. And I know that on the books, technically, you are a criminal, but the Aussie in me saw that and just went, bloody Australia.
Australia, mate.
Yeah, well, this is the Aussie spirit, isn't it? But look, it was wrong, and I've got that across. I've done some bad things. I've robbed banks over my life and done jail and escaped a few times, but... The thing is, you can evolve. I think it's all about evolving, and the whole world works on that. And it's what I am now and what I'm working towards. And I think that you've got to look at something at the end result, and I'm hoping maybe another good 10 years and look then and say, well, gee, he came good, and that's what counts, I think. I think I've paid for what I've done, and I do regret the trauma I've caused a lot of people, and there's no doubt I have caused trauma to a lot of people.
Yeah. And in terms of the time altogether, how much have you spent inside?
Well, I've worked it out. It's been very close to, I think, to 30 years.
Wow. That, 30 years.
Yeah, well, I went in when I was 17 at Long Bay. I got thrown in the deep end there. And, you know, it's some of the toughest criminals in Australia were there at the time in 1960, and it took it from there. And you know, I was only a petty criminal, and it escalated from there. In 1966, I was robbing banks.
Well, this is a common thread in Australia that we like the bad guy, the criminal. We, you know, the national hero is Ned Kelly. You can decide whether he's a bank robber or not, or a revolutionary trying to move an Irish agenda through Australia, but whatever.
What is it about?
But Irish blood.
It's R&B Fridays, mate. Chill out.
I think I've got Irish blood there. So.
He was a freedom fighter. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, what do you think it is about Australians where we look at someone like yourself, you, aside from your crime that got you into jail, there's something that unites us when we're like, ah, no, he's just having a crack.
He's having a go.
Well, the Aussie, I think we've got the underdog, you know, the underdog syndrome, and, you know, we've got a convict heritage, and, you know, most of Australians, when they started off in Australia, had a very hard time. I've got to look at the history, and, you know, the ones that came over the wrong way, and they had a terrible history, and some of them went on to do great things. And I think it's interesting. You can see it in our sportsmen. You know, they've got that terrific will to win, and they quite often overcome the odds to win, and we support that. And I think we've all... I go back to, like I said, in 1960, Simmons and Newcomb were actually just being caught, and they'd escaped. And, you know, while Simmons was in the National Park for about a couple of weeks... You know, the whole of Australia was supporting, hoping he didn't get caught.
Rooting for him.
And it's
aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie?
The
only
way
find
it is,
out afterwards it
it's like we go
terrible.
To a movie and watch
we
Hoot.
Paid to
we
see this.
The
put ourselves through the movie gauntlet.
Katrina,
so you don't
we
have
went
to
the area to get away.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
This is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open, and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile? We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
It means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so terrible
or fucking awesome.
That
well,
you have
free.
To.
We're only out 45 days.
You can listen to the show at podcast1.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
Every day saying that sighted us, I'm pulling trains up, pulling boats up, and stopping cars. And, you know, it was extraordinary the amount of the surveillance and the search that went ahead. Just about everybody who knew had been, they had them under surveillance or gone to see them.
Wow.
Yeah, well, look, if this is not turned into a classic Aussie film, people need their heads read. The Last Escape, John Killick, is a book that you have written about your experiences, your escape and everything in between. I read the foreword and that hooked me in, mate. And you can buy this book from anywhere where it sells books, I imagine. Is
bookshops.
Look, not only that, you can get it at Big W and as far as I know, it's Kmart and Target. And even at the airport, if you go on somewhere, it's a good book to buy at the airport and read it. But the thing is, it's my life story. It's not just about the helicopter. And there's a lot of things happen. Down in Melbourne, I spent 7 years down there. And I was there when they hanged Ronald Ryan, the last man hanged in Australia. I was actually there that day. And I've described that you know, the amount of just about anybody who's anybody in the criminal world over the last 50, 60 years, I've met them. And I think it's a pretty good history. It's almost an Australian crime file. And it'll sit well on the record, on the libraries, I think, of Australian true crime. I really believe it.
Well, I look forward to reading it, John. And thank you very much for
your time.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hands up whose inbox has been flooded with Black Friday sale emails. Everyone, right?
My hands are not up. Both of my hands are up.
Genuinely, yesterday was the first time I had heard of such
emails.
An idea of email or the internet.
Yeah.
You're the only one, my friend.
The World Wide Web.
I'm very confused, but just before we move on to this, I'm also can't get the image of Boys to Men sitting down with a Pinot Gris.
I know. I'm so just.
I can't get that out of my head.
Harmonising. Come to the end of the road. I'm
just
so pumped for that.
Just in matching white suits, drinking Pinot Gris.
With sunnies on.
Wouldn't want to spill, would you? With a big wine stand down the front of a blazer.
They can do what they want.
Oh, that's true. They're Boys to Men.
I went to school with a girl, Leah, who was obsessed with Wayan. He was, I think that was his name. He was the lead singer, and she tattooed herself.
What?
With his name just down.
Don't do that, children.
Her forearm. Don't do that. Go to school.
Tattoo yourself.
Yeah. Don't tattoo yourself. Drink but no one will do that now. School. There's no Boys to Men around now. There's no.
Don't drink milk.
Modern day.
What?
You're having a stroke.
A little bit. Now, you have something to say about this Black Friday thing. Explain what it is in case people don't know what. In case there's some me's in the car.
I did see you just roll your eyes then, but try and stay focused, mate. try and look alive. We'll be banging on about your tour later, so just come on.
Stay alive. Yes, we will.
Let's get into it. Black Friday, it's an American thing where everything's cheap online, essentially. So it's a Thanksgiving thing. So I think Thursday's Thanksgiving where they all go, I'm really grateful for just what I have. And then on Friday they go, I need more! I need more things! And it's online.
It's their biggest online shopping day of the year. So
it's Black Friday and then it's Cyber Monday. So like you were saying, MC, your inbox just gets full of, we've got 25% off. This,
And
so
things are cheaper.
Cheaper. Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Right? So, Kieran, weren't you looking at a pair of shorts on the Black Friday site?
And I was looking on a very well-known website last week.
We've lost him a little bit. I can tell the story.
Kieran, it sounds amazing.
Kieran looks at some shorts. He's been looking at a week. It seems a long time to be looking at shorts.
Shorts, yeah.
Make a decision.
And then the sale's gone up and the shorts are 33% off, but they're actually $30 more than what he was looking at a week ago.
Oh.
They're ripping people off is what I'm saying.
Oh, but do you know who isn't ripping people off?
They're upping the price and then they're saying it's down.
Do you know who is not ripping people off on Black Friday? CelesteBarber.com.
Ah, here we are. CelesteBarber.com.
Yeah, no, I've got calendars and diaries that are out. You can't buy diaries anymore. They're sold out. Sorry, team. But calendars of my Instagram photos.
Yes.
I'm a massive deal online. And I'm... and they're going gangbusters to the point of I am an idiot. Breaking news.
Yeah.
Okay, you jumped in far too quickly then with yes.
Oh, sorry. Correct.
I'm an idiot.
You meant to go, what a minute, you're not an idiot.
Hey,
what have you done?
You have a nice face.
It's not often I know what people are talking about. When you talk about being an idiot, I get
you're the cheerleader for it. I'm going to slap that beautiful face over there, Green. I was like, no, I'm going to do these calendars, but because I'm a bit of a tight ass and I haven't got anyone to really help me with it, and they're going really well with this Black Friday thing, I've decided that I'm going to box them all up and send them out myself, which I've started to do. But it's gone so well that I've had to cancel a family holiday to Bali in a couple of weeks because I've got to sit at home
and box up calendars.
So damn you, Black Friday, and all of your success.
I feel like this is a problem that you can get around quite easily and still go on your holiday. How long's the holiday for?
2 weeks.
Right. So get
everything boxed up
and sent before you go, and then people are going to wait another couple of weeks.
No, but it's Christmas and no. People aren't going, yeah, okay, cool. No, it might come a bit later. People need it when they need it. You've got to give the people what they want, Breen.
All right.
This is sorry, mate.
Get a squirrel.
Put it on a lead.
Yeah, put it on a lead.
And call it a fox.
And train it how to put calendars in a box.
Okay, done. What are you doing? Can you help me? No.
I could do it.
You could also lie about helping.
No, I could do it.
Okay.
I'll come over and do it.
Okay.
While you're away, I'll make sure it's all done.
No. In a word,
I'm not
interested.
I'm also saying that forgiveness is easier to seek than approval. So,
and if there's anyone out there that would like to buy one of these calendars to keep you at home from Bali a little while longer.
CelesteBarber.com.
Give it a red hot plug.
Go nuts.
CelesteBarber.com.
CelesteBarber.oneword.com.
Yeah.
And then you go to the...
and you do that
store.
On the computer,
on
do you?
Yeah. On the computer.
On the internet.
On the internet. It's on the worldwide internet.
Well, everybody.
You could book a ticket to my show, but you're doing your tour, so that's fine.
Yep. Oh, no, look, this has got to sell it Saturday.
CelesteBarber.com. Buy them. We're getting the wind-up. Everybody shut up.
I've got a Leonard update for you.
Yay!
Which is 2 for 2.
Again, this is the only reason I got in here yesterday and today.
The
they were like, come
fire.
In, we'll give you $1 million. I went, no. And they went, Harley's got a Leonard update. I'm there. I'll be there at 5:20.
Well, for long-time listeners, you'll know that I love my kids and I love going to the shops. Well, this is combined. I was at the shops with my kid.
Look at that.
It's just a joy explosion. And we're on our way back, hot day, and we're walking down the back alleyway behind my house. Do you need to sneeze, Celeste Barber?
She just kind of mentioned to me, can you turn my microphone off? But now no, I'm going to
leave. Lost
now
it anyway.
I'm leaving the microphone on.
Come on, please. Let's go back to the compelling story of Leonard at the shops.
Your sneeze would have been less distracting than you trying to not be distracting with your stupid face.
Be careful what you wish for, because I really throw my back into sneezes.
Do you sneeze like a granddad?
You've got a stupid face.
So anyway, I'm at the shops with Leonard, and we're walking along, and he was in an excited mood. It was great. We're having fun times. And I had just received a text message from Hannah, my partner, that Walter, the baby, was indeed asleep. Every single day that we come home from school, just before we get in the house, I say to Leonard, we've got to be quiet, mate, because Walter might be asleep, so let's just be very quiet. It's a whole scenario that we have to play out before we get there. I've got to calm him down, and even then, he walks in like a pocket rocket exploding off the walls.
And how old's
the baby?
How old's Walter?
Walter is 9 months old.
Oh, yes, yeah, so he needs to be he needs to be sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care if he needs it. I need him to be asleep.
Yes, yes.
Be asleep.
But I've been asleep all day and you will stay asleep.
Yeah. Go to sleep. Yes. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. I love you.
When you're asleep.
So we're walking down the back alleyway. I get this text message that Walter indeed is asleep. And so I said to Leonard, right, mate, now I know I say this all the time, because sometimes we'll walk in and Walter's not asleep, and Leonard will be like, what was all of that?
You're
what was
dumbest all of that? Dad ever.
Crap.
Yeah.
So I said, Walter is definitely asleep, so that we have to be quiet when we get in. He goes, what if he's woken up between the time Hannah just sent you a text and right now?
Brother's got a point.
I said, that is a fair point, mate, and I can't argue it. I want to, because you're annoying me, but I can't.
Because I'll be judged.
That could have happened. And he went, well, Dad, you know what? You should never say never. And I went, yeah, that's right. I know that one. I didn't say that. I said definitely. And he goes, yes. Well, you should. There's another one. You definitely never say definitely. And I went, you just said
shut
never
up,
say
Leonard.
Never. And then you said never in the next sentence. He goes, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you definitely shouldn't say definitely. And I went, why? And he goes, because you definitely don't know if it's going to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I went, and like, I'm getting stuck in semantics with a seven-year-old. It's amazing.
We've all been
how many
there.
Times
We've all been
I
there.
Get trapped here. So I said to him, oh, well, I'm definitely going to put my foot on this brick. And then I put my foot on the brick. And he went, okay, that's because it's right in front of you. You can't say definitely when something's not right in front of you because you don't know. And I went, I was thinking about it. We're just about at the roller door at the back of the house.
Yeah.
And I, that day, had bought a brand new Easy Up marquee.
Nice.
One of the best purchases of my adult life.
So Australia, mate.
The pop-up marquee is above my new trailer. It's so excellent. And Lennon hadn't
seen
it yet.
Where the crocs sleep.
Yeah, with his crocodiles and a kangaroo and Ernie Dingo. he just hangs out. So shout out to Ernie Dingo. Oh, I said to Leonard, he didn't know about the marquee, and I went, all right, I'll tell you this. There is definitely a new marquee in the backyard that you haven't seen yet. And he took some time, and he went, what if an invisible spaceship comes down and takes it?
Well,
and I couldn't argue with it because I'm like, well, I don't know the possibilities of that and whether or not, you know, I'm fairly sure it's not going to happen, but maybe.
Yeah.
Right? So he's proved me wrong. I can't say definitely. And so then he was on a roll. He goes, okay, what if Hannah goes crazy, goes out in the backyard, smashes it up into little pieces, puts it in a jar and then eats it? And I went,
oh, Leonard needs some
help. Eats the marquee. He went, it could happen. And then he went, just to drive it home, he goes, right.
Oh, God.
What if a meteorite comes into our atmosphere, smashes the marquee, and then the gravitational pull rips it off the Earth?
Oh, my God.
I've lost interest.
And I went, well, you're definitely an idiot. 131060, what rules do your kids put on you is what we're doing out of that. Do
are your kids
have rules?
The boss?
Are they the boss?
So Leonard's is definitely
never say definitely.
And eat a marquee. No,
yeah, no, I don't know.
The,
only if it's in a jar and in tiny pieces.
I think that's what people are calling in. Call in if you've eaten a marquee. I'm not
call in
it.
If you care.
131060.
Look at Harry Styles tickets.
Do your kids have rules for you? Celeste Barber in for M this
Hello,
morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, mate.
Now, anyone out there with kids will know exactly what I was going through in the story before when I was talking about the rules that my kid has put on me and what I can talk about. Because, of course, he's seven and that means he knows everything. And I imagine he'll only know more everything as he gets older.
Forever and always. Absolutely.
So, we said 131060, what rules do your kids have for you? Leonard's for me is that I definitely can never say definitely, but that was after he said never say never. So, you know.
Yeah. And my son doesn't let me yell or get cross at my youngest son because he's only a little boy, Mum. You have to be just give him some time. Just let him relax. I'm like, mate.
Does that calm you down?
Yeah. Like when someone says calm down. Never in the history of the world has saying someone calm down calmed them down. Ever. Anyway, give us a call if you've ever calmed down.
And people have called Carly in Wollongong. G'day, mate.
Hi, mate.
Good morning, guys. Hi.
How you going?
You got kids, Carly?
Good. Yeah, I have three kids.
Well done.
My 5-year-old, he likes to make deals with me and negotiate with me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Now, he's like a 55-year-old in a 5-year-old's body.
Great. Oh, very specific age.
Seriously, he's like an old man in a little body. And I go, I never know where this kid came from. But he says to me, if I say to him, mate, we just have to go to the shops. Mummy's just got to grab some few things and we come home and then I'll put Lego Movie on. He's like, no deal. How about Lego Movie on now? I'll watch it. And then when we go to the shops, I'll be good. Deal? Put his hand out, just shake his hand at me. And I'm like, no deal, mate.
No
deal.
Oh, Carly, you are living my life.
Yeah.
That is my son.
God.
My son's like that too.
It's everything. It's a crack up. Like, I mean, it's like you were saying, Celeste, about your youngest child. Like, I've got a 14-year-old daughter, and he goes, Mum, don't need to get cranky at Casey. Just, it's okay. And I'm like, darling, sometimes Mummy needs to talk to her like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, no. And he goes, I'm shutting it down, and then runs off.
Shutting it down.
I do hear my husband a lot say to my son, mate, this isn't a negotiation. I'm telling you. Does that a lot, yeah.
Mate, I have that exact thing with Leonard all the time. I'm sorry. Mate, you've confused this as a discussion.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not discussing here. No. I'm telling you.
I'm not in any way interested in what you have to say. I'm just interested in how quickly you will actually clean your teeth.
Mick in Liverpool, you got kids, mate?
Good morning, mate. I've got an independent 2-year-old.
Yeah.
He gets a bit angry if I eat dinner without him.
Really?
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, if he's not in his high chair, like, he will go, he won't stop crying until I sit down and eat with him.
Oh, that's very sweet. Like,
So then once you're sitting beside him, he's all right.
If you
eat before him, and then, it's a nightmare.
He's the boss, Mick. He's the boss.
I actually really love that. Just Mick and his 2-year-old sitting down.
Chowing down. Straight
up. Lovely. And also, Christy in Penrith, you also have children?
I do.
They tell you what to do?
Yes, my daughter has very specific rules on dropping her at school. I need to be dressed fully. And if winter is around, I'm not allowed to be in my animal onesie at all.
Oh. Okay, mate.
Put it in the
Christy,
car.
Christy, I'm backing your kid.
Yeah,
up,
I'm you. It's not a kid thing, mate.
Oh, here she comes. Watch out, royal, she's stalking you. Oh, here she comes. She's a royal watcher.
What does M say there? She's stalking you.
Yeah, listen, it sounds like
stalking.
Yeah, we've brought that up before.
Guys, you want the royal news, you've come to the one and only, myself, Amy
Hit
Goggins.
Me. Hit me with it. See you, Harley.
Welcome
you will
into
not,
the room, Amy
You will
Goggins.
Not be missed,
Thank you. I'm,
Let's
look,
go.
M
and
will definitely...
From me.
See you, mate.
Oh, Harley, come on. You,
no, it's fine.
This
fine.
Is big. Look, okay. This speculation has been around for a very long time. We've
Prince
talked
Philip's
about
dead.
It. Oh, goodness, no.
No? Okay.
Harry.
The Queen's a man.
And Meghan Markle getting engaged. All right.
Ooh.
Almost. We are almost there, guys.
Are we on
okay.
Royal Watch?
Let me talk you through the facts, okay? So, obviously, we've been talking about this for a while now that, you know, they're nearly there. They're about to get engaged. But here are the facts, right? Bookies have suspended bets on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's engagement.
Okay? Imagine being able to bet on somebody's life.
I know. I mean,
incredible.
How's that for pressure with Harry, but, you know, having to pop the question?
Yeah.
Also, the BBC and other UK media outlets have been primed for this major royal announcement in the coming days. So they've booked out all their, you know, correspondents, their royal correspondents. They've also booked up all the satellite space. So, you know, everyone is really on edge. They're about to announce this engagement. Last week it was announced that Meghan will no longer be appearing in suits.
Good, because she's right. woeful in it. But anyway. Sorry, I don't reckon she quit that show to move to London to marry Harry. I reckon she got fired.
Well, there was a lot of talk that you can't be a princess and act at the same time.
Clearly. Well, she can't be. She's proving that.
Didn't Grace of Monaco continue to act after
she was
a princess?
I feel like you can. So that don't dwell
on
that detail.
We're not interested in history, mate.
Look, I don't know. It was a question.
Also, her dogs are reportedly set to be flown over to London from Canada.
Oh, yes.
The dogs are being shipped. If that's not the biggest sign, I don't know what is.
She's moving over, isn't she?
Yes, to start her life with Harry. So, guys, apparently in the next day, 2 days.
Really?
Yeah.
But this happened a few months ago now where everyone was on Royal Watch. Oh, there's going to be a big announcement. Maybe the Queen's going to step down.
Mm.
And then it was just, oh, no, Prince Philip might retire in 6 months.
That's it, yeah.
Also, to be fair, lots of people every day move to England, to the city of London.
With their dogs.
With their dogs. In fact, a friend of mine did that, and then he got scurvy because he stopped eating vegetables. So, you know.
There you go.
I'm telling you, they are.
Captain Cook, get out of here.
What else?
They're
what
on
else
edge.
Could it be, though? Could it be maybe that Kate is going to have twins?
Oh, no. I feel like they would have announced that before.
I don't know, mate.
But, I mean, it is a busy time for the royals because, obviously, the Queen and Prince Philip, they just celebrated their 70th wedding anniversary. Mm. Obviously, Kate is due to give birth to her and Will's third baby. And now, of course, obviously, a royal wedding is on the way.
Hopefully.
If the stories are to be believed. And I honestly think they are because, you know, there's just been so much build-up behind this and now, you know, it feels like it's hit the top and it's hit the peak.
I'd marry Harry.
Oh, who wouldn't?
Me. Harley. I'd marry him straight
up. Harley, got an opinion on that?
Would you?
I know, I'd marry him, sorry.
Yeah, I'd have a crack at the Ginger Prince.
Yeah. I mean,
he's a handsome man.
I'm so happy likeable. You did stick around for this conversation.
Yeah. He looks more like his mother than his father, not saying anything.
Because I don't think we know who his father is, do we?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Maybe that's the announcement.
Oh, no.
Maybe that's the announcement. No.
Prince
Philip might be his dad or something.
The father's
right?
been found.
The father's been found. Princess Diana found. Isn't dead.
All right.
No?
Well, look, we'll keep
Too
an
soon?
Eye on
Too
this
soon?
Over the next couple of days. We might come back Monday morning and
with
have
no
a
news.
Royal wedding on the cards. And other than that, we might have nothing. You know, we'll wait and see.
And we have Jennifer in Wollongong has made it through to Alpha Bucks in the 8 o'clock hour. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
How are you going?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm good. Hey. I'm freaking out. I'm shaking so much. Oh, my God. I can't believe I got through.
Are you, you're in Wollongong. Are you coming to my gig tonight?
You're in Wollongong tonight.
Yeah, mate.
Yes, sure. Yeah,
great.
I'll be there.
CelesteBarber.com. There you go. Let's get into it.
That sounded very confident from Jennifer. I think she's really actually going to come.
Who are you? Sure.
Well, Jennifer, you might be able to rock up to Celeste's gig tonight with 10,000 in your skyrocket.
Brilliant.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Well, all you have to do is answer 10 questions in the space of 30 seconds. It's pretty simple. Your letter is the very, very start of the alphabet. A for Alpha Bucks.
Okay.
I have to take your first answer. I can only use an answer once. Your time will start after the first question. Just go quick and we'll get you as much money as we can, Jennifer. Here we go.
Okay.
Name a sauce.
Apple sauce.
Name a brand.
Adidas.
An Australian celebrity.
Amy, oh, pass.
An animal.
Ant.
A dessert.
Apple pie.
A makeup brand.
Astralis.
A fictional character.
Pass.
I think you got everything that you answered correct. You just took a while to get there.
They're pretty chilled out in Wollongong.
Mate, you got yourself $500.
$500?
Oh, really?
Big ones.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Unfortunately for you, Celeste Barber is a $600 ticket, so you won't be getting to that tonight.
Celeste Barber in for M this morning. Thank you so much for coming in.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Sydney, I don't know what you're doing. Sit down. Have a cold glass of water nearby because you're about to have your minds blown with some exciting news.
I'll tell you what, when you take a run-up like this to an announcement on Today FM in the 8 o'clock hour on R&B Fridays, you know it's going to be massive. Play that thing.
All right, this is Harley Breen telling you that there's a massive announcement coming up.
Woo-hoo!
my brand new show, Harley Breen Flat Out Doing Nothing, is on sale now at harleybreen.com. Brand new stand-up show, national tour, Adelaide, Melbourne, Brisbane, Sydney, the moon, some other places. Harley Breen is flat out doing nothing. Touring all around the country. HarleyBreen.com.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Everything hurts.
Yeah.
That was
an assault on my ears.
That was so full on.
I have to say a big shout out to MDV, the imaging producer, who built that. My brief to him was, hey, man, can you just build something that sounds as hectic as an R&B announcement?
Just go nuts. Cut loose, mate. Just cut loose on that announcement.
All of the sounds were in that.
And then you think, this can't be any more ridiculous than HarleyBreen.com on top of it.
Do you know the only edit point I gave to him was, it needs more Ben Affleck screaming Harry. That's all we need. But yes, I am indeed.
So you're touring, mate.
I am touring and I am indeed on sale now with my new show, Flat Out Doing Nothing, in Sydney. Guys, if you want to get in, I'm only doing 3 shows at the Sydney Comedy Festival and I'm at my favourite venue in the whole country, the Sydney Comedy Store.
Oh, fun.
Yes, on the 17th to the 19th. It's a beautiful venue. Those who saw me there earlier on this year will know that it's a great space. And I've got a pretty exciting show in my head.
There it is.
Look, I've mostly written it, to be honest. I've had some pretty big life-changing experiences over the course of the last 2 years. I haven't done a live show since 2015. Had this year off. And in that time I had a new job. I left a new job. I had a new baby.
That's how it works.
Just in the car at the casino.
Windows down.
Car on.
It's all right.
So if you want to hear all those stories, I would love to see you there.
And you're touring all around, everywhere.
All around. All over the place, mate.
And a few other places.
We are trying to get Branson onto that.
Yeah, He'll do that for sure. Yes.
So would you prefer me to like give all the actual details or would you like to hear the package again? Just show us hands, not? Shall
let's
we?
Play, okay. Let's play the
package.
Yeah, let's
again.
Do it. All right.
Go again.
This is Harley Breen telling you that there's a massive announcement coming up. My brand new show, Harley Breen Flat Out Doing Nothing, is on sale now at harleybreen.com. Brand new stand-up show, national tour, Adelaide, Melbourne, Brisbane, Sydney, the moon, some other places. Harley Breen is flat out doing nothing. Touring all around the country. HarleyBreen.com.
You're welcome, Sydney.
I also like that you were talking about yourself and your show in the third person throughout the whole thing.
Oh,
brilliant.
Gosh.
Pretty amazing. Harley Breen.
How many people do you reckon just ran their cars off
who
the
knows?
Road?
With excitement.
Yeah. How do I get those tickets?
The Flat Out Doing Nothing tour. Sydney shows the 17th to the 19th of May next year. Sydney Comedy Store tickets. If you missed it, the website, by the way, is harleybreen.com. HarleyBreen.com.
HarleyBreen.com. All right. Celeste, it's not often in our job that we have to be slightly more on the serious side, but there is a serious situation unfolding for people that are desperate in need of help and care on Manus Island. Mm-hmm. And I'm embarrassed to admit that I'm just not as informed on this issue as I would like to be or as I should be. And that's because I'm in the fortunate position of being an Australian citizen where everything's pretty cool and taken care of for me. So I can sort of obliviously walk through life. We do have somebody on the line, though, that does very much know the situation unfolding in Menace. Jared McKinna is his name. He's just spent 25 hours in the detention camp. Welcome, Jared. Thank you for calling in.
Morning.
Oh, thanks for having me on, guys.
As I just said to Celeste, I'm just being honest about my naivety on this situation, and I would just love it if you could inform not only myself but the people listening here in Sydney on what the situation is over there. First of all, what you went through and then what's happening over there.
Yeah, of course. And many of us don't know, and part of that's deliberate, that it's been made invisible to us. But we didn't intend to stay there for 25 hours. We were actually spotted by the Navy when we were trying to be smuggled out. I'm a pastor. There was a priest with me as well and a journalist. And we were getting footage of the stories of the guys that were in there so people like us can be more informed, know what's really going on. And when we were spotted, the guys actually ran us back into the camp where the military aren't allowed to go into. And they provided us, they shared their limited food. And all food has been cut off. Their limited water, they shared that with us as well. And because it's a former military base, there's scrap metal, and I cut my ankle open. And the limited medical supplies they have, they shared that with us as well, which is incredibly moving considering this is all the things that they need. I actually fell in the mud and was disorientated, and a young guy named Adam took me by the hand. He himself ran from genocide in Darfur in Sudan. His family members were killed. And here's him helping me, an Australian, when Australia didn't give him a place of safety. So part of the reason for us going there is actually just finding out what really is going on.
And Jared, what is going on?
I've just got text messages this morning that the guys are literally hiding under tables because the military is back in and they're trying to force them into another unfinished and unsafe facility. And people are saying things like, well, why wouldn't you go to a new facility if there is going to be power there and if there is going to be medical supplies? And what people don't seem to understand is I was there for 25 hours and I'm not sure if I could do it for a week. These guys have been there for over 1,500 days and their future is frozen. They don't know if the next morning they wake up, whether they'll find a safe home. And they're not wanting to necessarily come to Australia. They're wanting to go to anywhere safe after escaping war. We heard story after story of these guys and their desperate situation, and all what they're seeking is safety. That's what refugee means. Somebody like you and me, only they need safety.
And it's just a basic human want and need is to be safe. And I feel like that resonates very well with parents when you think about what you would do for your children.
For your children, absolutely.
What you would do to keep them safe. But what you would do for yourself, for a friend, you would do anything to be
that's
safe.
Right.
And that's what that's these right. people are doing.
My mum's side of the family are Russian Jews, and people forget that the reason why it's not illegal to find safety in other places from a war zone is because what happened in Nazi Germany and the extermination of 6 million Jewish people. And so we wrote it into international law that people can find safety. And Australia was once a leader in providing safety as a regional response, leading in compassion. And we need to be doing that again because at the moment we're leading in cruelty and we are so much better, or at least we could be, than what we are doing now.
I agree with that
statement,
Jared McKenna, and I really appreciate the time that you've given us and helping me be a little bit more informed.
Giving
on the
us
subject.
Yeah, some more information on it. Thank you for that, Jared.
It is, before we let you go, is there anything that people like us or anyone can do to try and improve this situation and maybe help these guys in some way, shape or form? Or is it just we cross fingers, we wait and hope?
Of course, pray, but also contact your politicians. There are groups that you can join where you can donate, where local churches are actually smuggling food and water into these guys to help them. But, I mean, Manus is a very poor place. They can only do so much. We need to show them the kind of compassion and safety that they showed me as an Australian, and I think we can do that. So I just encourage people that... put the hashtag Manus in Facebook, on Twitter, find out what's happening and get involved.
As a very simple and practical way to try and enact change, I can recommend writing to your local member. If this grabs you and you want something to change, then find out who your local member is, write them a letter. They have to read it. That you are their constituent. You will be heard. The more people write, the power in numbers. Take that time. Yeah. I will do that myself.
And Jared, thanks so much for sharing with us on the show this morning.
Good on
thanks
you,
for caring
thanks,
for these
Jared.
People.
Guess who's in the studio now? It's Bizarro me, Ed Coverley.
Yes, good to be here. Thank
2.0.
You all so much. Geez, the name of your show is getting longer, Harley. The Emery Ciano Show with Harley Breen, but she's away today, so Celeste Barber's in, and don't worry, Harry Styles is coming up. My God, what a mouthful.
And here's Ed Coverley.
Here's Ed Coverley, who's coming in, but he's already here.
Barely any time to talk about anything. All right, you guys have got I've got a list of topics here, which I'm sure you're all excited about.
And
you can pick the one that you'd like. like to do today.
Okay.
Number one, of course, is Ashes Day One.
Oh,
Ashes Day One. Tim Payne dropping a catch. Okay. I know that you're both.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Let's go to the next one, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that.
I have cricket. You should get that looked at. Stadiums, the two major Sydney stadiums are both being redeveloped, which means that the NRL Grand Final will be at the SCG in 2020 for the first time since the 80s.
There you go.
Oh.
Let's move on.
I'm actually very interested about that. I like the idea of the redevelopment.
What about the tax structure of Amazon? Would you like me to go detailed into the intellectual property law of Luxembourg, which allows them to pay tax on 1 cent?
Yes, I definitely would like to know that. Because I am paying out the ring hole tax, and there are major corporations not paying tax.
None.
Is that the bracket you're in?
Out the ring hole.
37 cents,
yes.
48 cents, out the ring hole. Or, for a lighter note, I have, as we know, Celeste, I come on this show periodically, and I do the stars, the astrology. Do you get into astrology at all, Celeste?
No, I don't, but I'm into it now. I'd like to hear this.
With a name like Celeste, you'd imagine you'd be into stars.
Yeah, you'd think I'd be into a lot more than I'm actually into, though.
Mm. All right, well, there we go. So, so far we know you're not into the tax system, the Ashes or stadiums. No. So let's move on to this, because I don't think the problem that I've had, Harley, which I've just described to you before, is that I don't know if we can trust astrologers just because we don't know who they are.
That's right.
They're people who just show up in magazines, Celeste, they show up on the morning show, wherever you see them, and I always think to myself, yeah, they've got like the sort of like the celestial background and they're speaking softly, but I don't know if I can trust them.
Okay, So I get some fair enough.
Thank you. Some of Australia's most trusted celebrities to put together your stars for the weekend.
And I thank you for it.
And so if you're wondering what's going to happen in your life, let's get our stars with the stars.
I'm your celestial guide, Will Anderson. Here is your horoscope. Virgo, the moon has delivered you romance. You will meet one of Tony Abbott's daughters and get engaged to her in 5 minutes. Aquarius, you will get a 1-star rating on Uber. Oh. You know what you did.
For you, Harley.
Gemini, career is in your house as Jupiter rises. This month, you will replace Lisa Wilkinson on the Today Show. Cancer, you will replace the person who replaces Lisa on the Today Show. Aries, you need a mix of Eastern and Western wisdom. I recommend Will Anderson's Willosophy podcast interviewing Ronnie Chang. Capricorn, tragedy strikes as you receive 2 tickets to an André Rieu concert. Taurus, it's the festive season, so get ready to party. Just make sure you don't let Grant Hackett or Paulini or Tiger Woods drive you home.
I'm
Will Anderson. And that's your stars.
Right, there you go, you lot. Future sorted. It is also the Christmas party here at work tonight. So, Harley, I'm assuming they're putting the manacles on you and the Hannibal Lecter mask so that you can't go along.
Out the ring hole.
Celeste Barber in for M. Just double. Is there anything that we needed to do before we finish the show? Just double.
No.
I think.
Was there?
I'll plug Harley's show. No, done that.
No, that's. Yeah.
Done that.
That
did that.
Don't do it.
Plugged your calendars.
My calendars.
Do we plug them again? The Black Friday sale, and the reason you're not going to Bali is to put them in boxes.
Yeah, true. No, I think there might be something else.
Com. Wish everyone a good weekend. Say that M's back on.
Something's jumping into my Harry Stools.
Styles.
The style. Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
Of course.
Yeah.
He won a competition one day, and now he's the richest man in the world.
Yeah, he did a thing.
I don't really know what's going on, but I tell you what, I do know that the board lit up with phone calls. It seems a lot of people out there are into Harry Styles, and I am sure they're all very frustrated at us dragging it out right now.
Yeah. So it's time for people to be really full-on excited about getting some full-on tickets to see full-on Harry Styles.
And if I say your name and you're not full-on pumped about it,
I've got to fully hang up on you.
Like, for instance, Talia, are you there?
Good girl.
Glad she used that.
You are full-on about it. Good girl.
You're really excited. You hear the excitement of Talia being excited about talking to Harley Breen. You imagine how she's going to be when I tell her she didn't win the Harry.
Nah, no, it's not
mate,
even
you
funny,
got the
mate.
Harry Styles tickets.
Good
put on your
Talia.
Buddy.
Thank
you so much. Oh, my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, oh, my God. You mate. Might meet him and marry him. How exciting.
Harry Styles live on tour in 2017, presented by Frontier Touring. Tickets if you want to buy them. Oops, sold out. Enmore Theatre, November 26th. All right. Now all the important stuff is done.
Yes. Yeah. Friday. Let's go.
Friday.
Smash
what
it
are we
going to
do?
Face.
What are we doing, kids?
Well, we're doing a big bridge climb here at Today FM. So almost everybody is putting on those onesies that aren't for people over the size of 6 foot. So I'll be cutting three pieces and we're going to walk over the Harbour Bridge.
Yeah, I'm going to Wollongong to do my show tonight.
CelesteBubba.com for tickets.
Yes, CelesteBubba.com.
Harley Breen, what are you doing today? Coming on the bridge climb,
I'm actually going to a writer's meeting with Nate Valvo and Ivana Ristigueta, two wonderful comedians, and we're going to try and change our destiny.
Maybe we could ship
go
over
nuts,
some
mate.
Of the bridge climb onesies and you could all wear them just so you feel like you're kind of a part of what we're doing today.
Somebody else's balls have been in that, mate.
Big thank you to Ed Cavalier for coming on the show. Also, John Killick, if you missed it, we spoke to him earlier in the morning. He's the dude that escaped prison using a helicopter.
Like a boss. He
that
was cool.
Happened. And also Jared McKenna, who spent 25 horrific hours on Manus Island. Everything will be in the podcast, so make sure you get that. Listen to everything. Celeste, thank you so much for filling in over the last couple of days.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I would like to voice that as well. Celeste Barber, thank you very much for standing in for Em Rossiano, who will be back on Monday.
She'll be back. Thanks for having me. I've had fun. Lots of fun.